Number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since a number. Boom, 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 boom. One is the loneliest number.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 325. I am your host, TBD, here in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, I am joined, as always, by a man who can't wait for an always-on console, Wombat.
You know, all I have to hear is always turned on, and I'm right there, and there.
Look, it always needs to be connected to the internet, but it's not always on. Or is it always on, but it needs to always be connected to the internet?
Or not always connected to the internet, but always on.
It's very, I'm not sure. It's like Bill Clinton and the whole definition of like what sex is.
Yeah. Depends on what your definition of is.
Right, right. I did not have sex with that woman, but is. I don't know. Well, and Shipwreck is here also.
Yeah, I can't do a Bill Clinton.
Hi, Shipwreck.
Hello. I'm just really into used games. That's my thing.
Right. Is that your thing? All about
like games
using.
That are used.
But it's actually not your thing. Do you ever buy used games?
I'll buy old used games.
When's the last used game that you've bought?
Probably something from Gamefly.
And when? How long ago?
Probably
a month ago.
No, probably longer than that. Probably 3 months ago or so.
Okay.
I do rent things from Redbox though.
Yeah, you're a big renter. I am a neither.
Right.
I don't really rent or buy used games.
Anyway, we're going to talk a lot about the Xbox One stuff, and we're going to talk about it soon. I just moved it up on the outline very high. We'll take care of some quick shit, like, because we didn't do a show last week.
No, we didn't.
It was very strange. So the reason why we didn't do a show last week was Ty got some really weird rash on his face that just came out of nowhere and looked horrible. Like,
yep, get used to that, Shipwreck, because it happens.
And we didn't know what the hell was happening. Just like all of a sudden, like, you know, I picked him up from his like after school thing and they said, oh, he's got a little like rash on his face. And I'm like, oh yeah, look at that. And then all of a sudden it was just like fucking, it looked like pimples on top of chicken pox. Like, I mean, it wasn't pretty, but he didn't really complain about it other than the fact that it looked really scary. So we went to the hospital, like that's where you go. And they said he just had like an allergic reaction to something and it could have been anything. And like these things happen and take these drugs and it'll go away. And it did. But it was pretty scary. It was like, and he was good about it. But so now we came back at a good time though because of the Xbox One stuff and all that shit. But maybe we should start with some show feedback quickly. Or you saw, I see you.
I saw the new Star Trek. Into Darkness. Did you see it, Chip? No. Yes? No?
No, I didn't have a chance yet, but maybe next Tuesday.
I think that, Chibi, it's really strange because you're either going to really like it or really hate it.
Is it as good as the game?
Oh, it's just as good as the game. I just don't know where you're going to fall because...
I don't know anything about it other than I didn't watch... I watched one teaser and I know, obviously, that Sherlock Holmes is in it. And mm-hmm. that's... all I know about the movie, basically.
Wait,
I
won't tell. Is he played by Data?
No.
I got that joke. I enjoyed it. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it for what they did. And I don't want to say anymore because I think you. Huh.
The only thing, and here's the problem, is that from what I've seen on Twitter, is that it's got some pretty big plot holes, and that bothers me in a Star Trek movie.
How many
lizard men do they shoot?
None.
It's like
none.
1,000?
There are no lizard men in the movie. No Gorn. It is Gorn free.
How did they explain that time period between the first movie and the second movie without explaining all these lizard men that they killed?
You know, that's a really good question. That's probably the biggest plot hole in the film.
Okay.
That and Zachary Quinto.
I see why everybody's so upset now.
Spock is chubby. And it kind of was weird to me.
Spock wasn't fit, is what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, it's like his face looked a little like swollen at times. And I didn't know if it was just like his face. Because right, it definitely looks slimmer. Like. It definitely looks slimmer in the first movie. Cause I even mentioned it on Twitter and people wrote back to me because it was really in his face. And I'm like, yeah, his face. Or maybe they like stuck him in a girdle. Which is why his body didn't quite match his head. Or maybe I'm just imagining things, which is very possible.
Those Starfleet uniforms are very demanding.
They are. Yes, you have to have the body. I could not be in Starfleet.
Sulu had such a good body. Remember when Sulu mm-hmm. took his shirt off?
That's right, yeah. With the sword fencing. Fighting. Fencing, yep. Mm-hmm.
I'll check it out when it comes. I'm going to watch it when it comes on iTunes. Or
yeah, we'll readdress it. Yeah, we'll readdress the situation then. But there will be no in between for you. You're either going to say I really like it, or you're going to say that was the worst piece of garbage I ever sat through.
Okay,
I don't know where you'll fall, and I'm really interested to find out where it is.
It comes to video so quickly now. Like 3 months, it'll be out on iTunes. I'm sure.
So I'm sure.
Or I'll watch it. I'm in LA, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that. But I'll watch it before then.
No, don't wait. Wait for LA.
Well, there's something big that comes out the Friday but we wouldn't see that unless we went to a Thursday midnight show.
Oh, it's it's Superman.
Superman. Yeah, maybe we should try to see a Thursday midnight Superman.
Ooh. And not tell Mrs. Chibi.
Yeah, screw her.
She would rather I probably go to a strip club than go watch Superman. But no.
You could see it twice.
Of course I can. Mm-hmm. Should we do some show feedback?
Yeah, I mean, it's 2 weeks old, so it's a little outdated.
I actually wanted to talk about it a little more, but very little.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Okay.
So this is regarding the Penny Arcade Kickstarter, yes. Which I'm assuming is, like, made so much money, but I haven't looked.
A bajillion. I haven't looked either. Yeah. Encendido5 says, thank you guys for keeping the cast free. It's the only podcast I listen to other than Uninformed Opinions. Congrats on 10 years. I thought you were going to start crying during your speech.
Right.
Okay, what do you have to say? Speak your piece.
I was thinking about it a little bit more, and I was just wondering if you, Wombat, if you got to put yourself in the shoes of the Penny Arcade guys. You probably really can't.
Until, well, I can't afford those shoes.
until you do that, and you can't really do that until it happens to you. You really don't know how you'd react if you were those guys. You know, in that situation where you're going into an office every day that's basically based on you, right? And everything is all about you, right? You are the company. It's two guys. They're the entire, like, multi-million-dollar company. Without them, there is no company.
Well, I was going to say, I have a question. Is that really true anymore? If they stopped doing the comic but still did the conventions,
it's still the guys, though. It's based upon these two guys, and it's like,
well, that's like
two
saying
comic
Disney
guys and two real life guys, right? They're same people, they're not the same people.
Disney continued after Walt Disney died.
Can they ever sell that company, those two guys? Like, I mean, how would that work?
They could probably sell the conventions, PAX East and PAX
right Prime. And they could come and show up. Certainly.
Yeah, and they could come and show up and maybe speak and, you know, shake hands. They could cut down on doing a comic from, you know, three a week, I think they do. I don't even know anymore, to maybe one a week or even one a month. I mean, I'm sure they have, you know, they can make, I have no idea. They could slowly fit in, you know, instead of they do three comics a week, they start introducing a new comic as one of the two. And then all of a sudden it becomes two of the three is someone different. And
like
then,
Howard Stern. Like Howard Stern slowly going from working every day to working 3 days a week.
Yeah. You got to like slowly fade it in.
Right. Anyway, my point was that you really don't know. I mean, you can be outraged that, look, these guys are so successful. Why everybody else has a podcast for free. They should do one for free. You just don't know how you would react in that situation. That's what I'm saying, Wombat. You understand? Shipwreck, does that make sense at all?
So why aren't you charging for
it? I'm wondering how I'd react to $144,985.
That's what it's at right now. But do you know what I'm saying, Shipwreck? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's easy to say, like, oh, I would never do that, but maybe...
It's the Bieber effect.
Explain that, please.
Well, he doesn't know any better. Like, he grew up, he had all this popularity, and now people hate him, and he's a jerk. But he doesn't know that. Like, he's...
I heard he left his monkey in Germany.
He did. Like, and he's upset about that.
But he's super popular still, right? I mean,
oh yeah, super popular, but he's also to the point where he can get booed at the Billboard Awards when he starts talking. Because not because he just started talking, but because he's just so arrogant.
I see.
Well, yeah,
anyway, so what I'm saying is Shipwreck, if you were in that situation, you don't know how you would react. Well, I know
how Shipwreck would react. I would never be in this situation.
Yeah, how would Shipwreck react?
I guess I do know how Shipwreck would react. But how would everybody else, I don't know how you would react. I know how Shipwreck would react.
Pretty much how I always would. But I don't know.
So you're saying that Shipwreck wouldn't try to raise more money to pay his employees?
I don't know what I'm saying.
That's what I think you're saying.
Okay, anything else from show feedback?
I think we're good.
Should we go into Xbox One?
I think we need to get into why people are here today.
For the Xbox One talk?
The Xbox Uno.
Okay, did you guys both watch the whole thing?
No.
You didn't? Okay, Shipwreck?
No. Oh, yeah, I watched it. I didn't see it at the time because I was at work.
Right.
Because they announced it at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes. Well, it was, you know, it was obviously there's a big focus on Japan with the Xbox One because that was 2 a.m. Japan time.
there was a guy talking in Japanese in the opening sequence. I found that.
I saw that. That was Kojima.
Okay.
I asked Shipwreck. I wound up watching it and doing commentary on Twitch live with Wario64 because Shipwreck said no. Shipwreck didn't want to get off the couch.
Well, I was too busy doing live commentary in my house with my wife.
Right. I understand. It was fun.
I don't remember you asking me.
You were, I don't know. Where were you?
I think I was playing Metro.
Oh. Should I have asked you? I just assume you're never on. I wrote it in the chat.
I would have done it. I would have totally done that. No,
I wrote it in the chat.
It's fine. You don't like me.
You're in the chat room.
You don't like me.
Don't you not check the chat room at night?
It's too late.
Whatever.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I play Metro.
Right, I'm fine. Anyway, so I watched it in with Wario64, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I honestly, I didn't think it was bad at all. I went in expecting an hour-long conference on Xbox, the new Xbox hardware, because that's what they said it was going to be. They said, this is going to be about the hardware, and they basically told us that we were going to be able to see it. And that E3 is going to be the time where they're going to show you all the games. So I went in with the expectation of an hour-long presentation about hardware, and that's what I got.
So but that's not what everyone was expecting, even though they said that four times.
But so I was surprised, okay? So I'm thinking, like, why is there so much outrage? And then I realized, like, when I watched it, even though I was on Twitch and I was trying to be like a little bit like snarky, but I was really trying to give it like the benefit of the doubt. I was watching it. But when most people are watching it, most gamers who are watching it, they're watching it with their Twitter window open.
Yes.
And everybody's trying to make the next like funny joke and snarky comment. And I, you know, I'm number one to try to do that when the conference isn't at 2 a.m.
My snarky comment broke my retweet record on Twitter.
What was it?
My snarky tweet was, and I'll say it right,
see,
I'll read it.
This is proving my point. This is all feeding into my
points
here.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Ahead.
The Xbox One is ugly, tracks your every move, only watches TV, and wants you to pay for everything. I'd have called it the ex-girlfriend.
Very nice. And how many retweets did you get on that?
119.
That's a lot. Now, I know that's a lot. That's definitely a lot. I have more followers than you, and I don't know that I've gotten, well, you know what, my all-time record was the Vita, when I was at the Vita press conference, and I made some snarky joke. It was like as soon as the press conference started, I said, it's like, oh, it's $599.99, something like that. I made a lot of jokes. I got so many retweets on that.
How many?
I don't even know the number. Someone would have to look it up somehow because it's a long time ago. But my phone, like, you know how your phone lights up when you get a retweet?
If you yep.
Set, like, it just, my phone was just always lit up for like 10 minutes, basically. It was, and it, I was sitting was, next yeah. To Jesse from Edar.
Mm.
You know what Jesse, what's his name?
Divinich.
Yep, Jesse yeah. Divinich. And I just showed it to him. I just said, look, and he saw my phone just like exploding. And he was like, wow. Anyway, so my point is, you're watching this thing. Everybody's trying to out-snark each other on Twitter. And it's yep. very easy for it to become just a shit show in like 3 seconds.
It's,
when
snark is so easy. I do agree with you. It's so easy to be snarky and to be negative that I think that even if you don't mean it, like I clearly was making a joke at the expense of making a joke.
Right. Right. But you don't have any hatred probably behind it when you do it. But then people like just it all turns into something. It turns into something nasty.
Yeah.
So and I think that's
the way
what
I do it is to just put stuff out there that you can't really tell whether I'm being snarky or not.
Like, well, that's my favorite thing about your personality, Shipwreck. Is that's Shipwreck's whole
that's my whole game, yeah.
That's his whole game, yeah. It's beautiful. So, like, what was some of your tweets? Let me hear some of your tweets.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look them up.
How many retweets did you get? Did you beat Wombats?
No, because I wasn't... I don't.
Because he's not as funny as me. Just say it. You could say
yeah,
it. We
I'm
all
not
know.
Not as funny as Wombat. I wasn't paying attention.
Meanwhile, my phone is lighting up right now because right before I went up, we started recording. I was like defending the Xbox One presentation, and people are saying that I should go on the 8-4 podcast to talk about it with them. And so now my phone's lighting up.
The big thing is there's not. I don't know. I don't think there's anything to defend too much right now because we don't know that much.
Right.
I think they showed us so much and yet left us more confused. I think it's so strange. It's like,
well,
here's what it looks like.
The huge,
here's what I could do. But
I'll tell you the problem. I know exactly what went wrong because I've been thinking about it. Look, I don't have much else to do all day. So this is what I do. I think about stupid shit like this.
You can only masturbate so many times.
Once is the amount of is the number you were looking for.
And then you have 23 hours and 58 minutes left of the day.
Exactly. So I've been thinking about like where the outrage has been coming from. Because like I said, when I sort of watch this in a semi-vacuum, which is, you know, me and talking to Wario, who, you know, we weren't being super... you can watch the video on Twitch and decide how snarky we were being. It didn't seem that bad to me. And I guess the problem is... these rumors that have been flying around for the past several months about the always-on part and the used games DRM. I don't know what people thought they were going to get an answer during this presentation. Like,
well, it wasn't even so much that. It was just that as soon as the conference was over, I think it was Wired. I'll give them the credit. Why not? Was the first one to post an article saying that, you know, oh, it's not going to play used games and... you know, you need a to play used games requires a fee, and everything is a manual install, and that just caught on like wildfire. That story, it was
right
flooding my Twitter feed.
Right, so
there should have been the way to handle this is to, after you're done with your conference, you don't talk about anything that you didn't talk about in your conference. Like, people ask you interview questions, just tell them, oh, we have another thing coming up in 3 weeks at E3. Maybe we'll answer it then.
Right. There were two mistakes made, and Shipwreck said the first one, and the second one was, you know, we should have realized that people were going to be wanting answers to those questions, because that's all anyone's been talking about for the past, you know, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months.
Yeah.
They should have been more forthright even before the conference. I mean, I guess I wasn't expecting those things to be answered. Maybe they should have been more forthright before the conference and letting everyone know that those things weren't going to be answered. But I don't know. They kind of did, I thought.
I don't think so, because I think that falls under the...
Hardware, yeah.
Hardware.
Yeah, okay.
That falls under hardware. I don't think... You know, what I want there to be at E3 is a cavalcade of them just showing us clips of games. That's what I want to see.
Right.
That's what I think is the best thing about what they did earlier this week was, you know, for the three of us who have been to an E3 or two, me too, or if you've ever watched the Xbox press conference, which we've all, I think everyone listening may have done in their lifetime, they're usually you know, half of it is them talking about ESPN, and it's boring and it sucks, and no one wants to hear them talking about ESPN at E3. But you know what? Hopefully now they won't be talking about ESPN at E3. Right. And those people that care about it got their information.
Well, they said ahead of time that this is going to be, didn't they say there's going to be, we're going to be showing you 15 exclusives at E3. E3 is going to be all about the games. They said that before the press conference. So I wasn't.
You know what? It doesn't matter how many times you say it. It's just, you know, it's perception. That maybe they didn't show any games. There must not be any games.
But Shipwreck is right, though. I mean, the answer, when people start asking you questions about used games and things like that, you say, we'll be addressing all of that at E3. It's only, you know, it's less than 3 weeks away. We'll see you in LA.
Yes, that is the proper answer. But the question is really, would that have stopped the hemorrhaging of rumors and speculation?
But
you don't comment on rumors and speculation. It's a very easy thing to do. I don't comment on rumors and speculation. It's the perfect response. You have no reason to give us any information beyond what you just gave us the previous hour.
Right. The whole point is it's supposed to be a prepackaged presentation, and they have a plan. They've obviously set up a marketing plan for this thing. And the plan, in the marketing plan, I'm sure it says, this is when we talk about the used games and always on. You know, this day is when we're going to do it, and it's E3. So you stick to the plan, right? You don't start.
You answer questions about the TV stuff. You answer questions about the hardware itself.
Very easy. Very easy. Yeah. To do.
The specs.
Sure.
Yeah. How much RAM it has.
Right. It's just that's where you get into trouble is when you don't. You know, if you have a plan, you know, people may think, oh, it's like so artificial. They have this whole thing set up, and it's lame that they're not talking about it now. But that's the whole point of them making a plan. They have all these people working on a marketing plan. Got to stick with it. Where's Batship Consultants in all this?
They didn't address us. They probably should have.
I mean, Shipwreck had the plan right there. Don't talk about it.
Don't say anything. That's Batship PR. It's
fine. It's a perfectly fine answer. They say it all the time.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's weird that they even said anything because they're usually really good at that.
Right. Hey, Microsoft, the rumor is that I won't be able to play used games on your console. Is that true? I'm sorry, we don't comment on rumor and speculation, as always. That's what they always say.
You know what it was? You know why? And this is my rumor and speculation. I think they thought their answer was good.
Stick with the plan.
Maybe that was the plan. Deep down they really thought
this is a conspiracy theory type thing. They wanted to get a response that way.
Yes.
They could judge the response.
Yes.
They must have a plan by now. Come on. And it's not even that hard.
And that's just it. I don't know. Because I think what we're talking about, and I think even this used game scenario is a back end thing, not a front end thing. So there is time between now and November to change that. Yes.
Couldn't they?
I don't like back end things. Give me the front end stuff.
Right. Stay away from my back end where I'm at.
Hey, well, you know, hey, I'm just giving you where you let me put it.
Okay. Now I'm gonna
It just
up.
Seems like they've over if this stuff they've either overthought everything too much or they didn't think it through enough. Like it's one of the two. It's no like middle of the road here. Because you need one guy to be giving the right message if you are going to be talking about this stuff.
And that guy is Phil Harrison?
Well, like if it is Phil Harrison, that's fine. If he knows what he's talking about and they're ready to give this information out.
Right.
That's
clearly they're not. Like, you know, they're not ready.
You can't have Phil Harrison saying stuff over here and then Major Nelson over here saying stuff that doesn't match up with what Phil Harrison is saying.
It's just, it's weird. Yeah. It's so easy for them to say no comment. They do it all the time. And
but that's
it,
what
all
I'm
the
saying.
Stuff
they,
is, they, it's just rumors.
They do it too often to have them saying everything that they're saying, not be intentional.
But it's, so Wombat's conspiracy theory is they're trying to get, but it's I can tell you, they can't, here's the thing, Wombat, and here's the thing that people are, everybody is forgetting, except for Shipwreck. Shipwreck's not forgetting it. Is that there's no way that Microsoft can lock out used games on their system and Sony not do that.
Right.
It's not going to happen. And people that think that that's going to happen, that's crazy talk.
Well, first of all, what does that do with? How did I forget that? I don't remember.
Okay, so Wombat didn't forget that. I'm sorry.
I'm like, what are you excluding me for? All of a sudden, I'm Joe Idiot.
Pardon me.
Yes. No, I agree with you. Yes, there has to be some sort of, because we used the word last time, before we've used the collusion word.
So this is all a conspiracy.
Well, it would have to be.
Sony's involved in this conspiracy.
No, I don't think Sony's involved in this conspiracy, and I like that we're calling it a conspiracy because it makes it fun.
Right.
But yes, I mean, Microsoft would have to know what Sony's doing in order to try to make a go of this. And it would be a lot of hubris to think they could get away with it if their major competition was not going to do it.
Right. Exactly. So, I think the only thing that they can do...
Do you think Sony's going to do it?
Okay, if we're going to talk about the used games things first. I want to talk about the system, okay, from like an objective
standpoint.
Yeah,
let's get through the used game stuff.
Yeah, let's get
first,
good
so
idea.
And then we'll go back and go to what they actually talked about.
Excellent. So, I mean, I think what they're both going to do, they're both going to leave it up to the publisher. And that way, it's like, hey, it's up to the publisher to do it. Blame it on them. We've set up the technology so that the publisher can decide what to do. Don't blame us.
Same thing with the always on DRM that we talked about 2 weeks ago.
For used games?
For all games.
Well, clearly, leave it up to the publisher. You know, the games are going to be tied to your account in some way, like Steam.
And your saves are going to be in the cloud, right?
And your saves are going to be in the cloud too. But we don't know how the used games are going to work. But I think that people are assuming that this Xbox One is going to be so restrictive and the PS4 is going to be so like wide open or
like
in for
Linux.
A rude awakening. Like who?
Like Linux.
Yeah, I think you're in for a rude awakening. There's just no way. And you know what? If I'm wrong, then I don't know. I don't see how I could be wrong. But if I'm wrong, then you know, you have this recording to shove in my face when I'm wrong.
You're such a fanboy.
Me? I don't know. I just don't see how Microsoft
in before
could,
the fanboy.
I just don't see how Microsoft could let Sony have that big of a checkbox on their product compare sheet. It does not seem possible to me. Right,
no.
Chip? Yeah, I think you're right. And if it does happen, Sony would just dominate the market.
Right. It's you know, I mean, look, if if Sony couldn't let Microsoft get away with Kinect, you know, if Sony and Microsoft wouldn't let Nintendo get away with some motion device, you think Microsoft's gonna let Sony get away with having used games on their system while theirs doesn't? I mean, it's too big of a thing. So
yeah. I guess that's the next question is, so let's say I'm gonna throw out the hypothetical. Let's say Microsoft does not allow you to play used games, the PlayStation does.
Okay.
Does PlayStation market the console letting you know that this is the console that lets you play used games?
Yes.
Would Sony do that?
Yes.
Based off of their previous marketing efforts to date, do you see Sony rolling out that effort in the United States?
In a way that, hey, you can rent games for our system. You can use your friends' games without a charge. You make it consumer friendly. You don't make it so that it's non-publisher friendly.
You can't come out. Do you think Microsoft
and just like market that you can play used games on this thing?
Unless
well, I know
their
that,
ass
but
unless they're getting their ass kicked, like a year
do you
now.
Think Microsoft could market their way around not being no. able to play used games while the PlayStation can? I'm asking Shipwreck because he has coworkers that I would say lean more towards casual, but are still very much into video games. What about those people? Because those are the people that are buying the majority of consoles.
Yeah, those are also the people that actually buy some used games, though, too, and rent games a lot. But at the same time, they're going to buy an Xbox One because they know they play Call of Duty on it. Like, that's the mindset.
That's what I'm asking you. Is the Xbox a Call of Duty machine for too many people where it may not matter?
I don't know.
They're going to sell consoles no matter what, but I think it would make a huge, as the years go on.
The blowback will be very big if one console allows used games and one does not. It doesn't matter.
I agree with you both 100%. I'm just, opening the floor for conversation.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter so much whether people take advantage of it or not. It's just the potential blowback on social media is so big. I mean, look at the blowback now just from the stupid press conference, which means nothing. It's fucking, the machine's not coming out for 6 months. There's going to be three huge trade shows between now and the release of this system.
I know.
And the blowback is now, and they don't even know anything, and the blowback is huge. Imagine.
And they're already seen to be...
The used game stuff, it's not necessarily playing used games. It's that the games that people buy for the casual market, then they can't sell them because they have no value then. That's kind of the argument anyways, is that when you're buying a game, you're buying a license and not a product per se. But that's not how everybody views it. They view it as, hey, I bought this DVD, I bought this CD, I'm done playing it, it's just sitting on my shelf, I'm going to go take it to GameStop and get some money for it. So as that goes on, and I know people are going to say, well, you can't sell back Steam games. Steam is not a huge market like the consoles are. It just isn't. I know it's big among the hardcore gamers and people with gaming PCs, but there's a reason the consoles sell so many consoles. It's
right. I saw the infographic that somebody posted the other day, and it was a small fraction of what the console market is.
Isn't it like 10%?
More of a not being able to sell back your games.
Right. So there's a lot more people out there who are worried about that type of thing, and you just cannot get away with having your competition allow that type of thing and you not allowing it. It's not gonna work.
Oh, I don't think it'll work either. I think I've been clear on that. I'm just curious.
I think everybody knows that except the people who are outraged on Twitter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so shocking how quickly they're like sending mixed messages now as they backpedal on what may have been the truth at first, which I don't think is the truth anymore. I really do think that. I think that they said it intentionally so they could figure out if people would be receptive to it. I could see it having been put out there maybe a little prematurely.
They should have
accidentally.
They should have contacted you, Wombat.
But I do think that they are backpedaling now, and some of the misinformation out there very well may be intentional.
Wow. All right. Well, I think we answered a lot of questions there.
Yeah, they're either both doing it or neither one is doing it. I don't know which way it is
yet. Right.
Exactly.
It could very well be that this is how it's going to be going forward, because once we get to an all digital future where we're downloading everything, then that's how it's going to be.
Right.
Which, with a 500 gigabyte hard drive, I don't think that's really
good. That is my big problem with this machine.
I did the math also, because I'm thinking, the average game.
It's cheap to connect a USB hard drive.
But I don't want to do that.
Yeah, me neither.
It's cheap. You can hide it behind your cabinet. I do that now with my.
Will it work the same way as the hard drive in my machine?
I don't know. Or is there some crazy DRM? I don't know. Right. Okay. It's a small hard drive. Okay. Yeah.
I was gonna say, so I hook up an external hard drive, but I can't install games to it. Then it's useless. All I could do is put game saves on it or something.
What's PS4 have?
I don't think you could install games to it. I think you can only do game saves to it, but I'm not sure.
What the PS4?
I don't know.
No,
because,
I mean, how big is the PS4 hard drive?
Oh, right. Oh, the PS4 hard drive. I don't know if they've said yet. I don't think they've said yet.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I don't remember anything about the PS4 presentation from February, March, whenever it was, other than the sharing stuff and. That's about it.
What about the infamous guy?
He was there.
He was pretty weird.
Oh yeah. What if we would?
Imagine if you people forget that. It's funny. Like the other thing.
Oh, old man tech. Old man was there a bunch. I remember that.
The other thing.
Old man
was
Sony's dog.
People are forgetting is that the Xbox conference was an hour, and the Sony one was, I think, about 2.5 days. right? How long it was?
I don't think it was that long.
Needed a calendar to measure how long that one was.
The storage on the PlayStation 4 has not been announced yet. The Xbox One has a 500 gigabyte hard drive, which at an average of, say, 5 gigabytes per game is 100 games over 8 years.
No. Games are way bigger than 5 gigs.
Current gen games are 5-6 gigs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just based, I said, just based on today's numbers. So you're saying 50 games is all you're going to be able to put into that hard drive. I mean, what's, you know, is that what they're looking at? Is that what Xbox wants you to do, is cap out your collection at 50 games?
They want
That works for most people.
I mean, it's, I'm not saying that's a small amount of games, but
you can buy
a
terabyte hard drive pretty cheap.
If it allows you to install these games
But they're going to have to be pretty open with that because, like you said,
500 gigabytes is nothing.
Right. It's in their best interest. It'll be interesting to see if they fuck that up. But didn't they say that you can connect an external hard drive? Or no?
They said it. They said it after the conference.
Okay. It's weird. Like, they should just do what Shipwreck said and just we don't comment on rumors. So let's talk about the system. First of all, the name. Can we talk about the name?
Do you know?
I do not like the name because it's the same name as my Fitbit.
Oh, Fitbit One, really?
You know what? I have another. Speaking of conspiracies, Wombat.
Oh.
I have a conspiracy for you.
Okay.
Major Nelson, Xbox Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, was a big fan of the Fitbit. Do you remember?
Uh-huh.
Like, always talked about the Fitbit.
I'll take your word for it.
You didn't know that. Okay. And you know, a bunch of those guys were world famous E. And they talked about the Fitbit a lot. In fact, that's how I came to hear about it, maybe from some of our listeners who listened to them. And all of a sudden, they stopped using it. But actually, well, there's a hole in my conspiracy theory. They stopped using it when the Xbox switched over to the Nike Fuel Band. But now the new Fitbit is called the Fitbit One. So imagine how awkward that would have been if they were still using the Fitbit and talked about it all the time. They had their Fitbit One and their Xbox One. It would have sounded ridiculous.
I guess so. I think that only sounds ridiculous to you.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I was thinking about that.
Yeah. I still like calling it the Uno. I think I will continue to call it the Uno.
Right. And now I see on Twitter everyone's calling it the Xbox.
I think I like the
The
French one. That's the French version.
It would be One. In Japan, they'll call it One.
One? That's not a bad name, I guess, the One. But I like the Uno because it's fun to say, and it reminds me of pizza. I also like the X1.
Right.
Because it sounds like, you know, so, like an experiment that went awry.
I like Xbox. We're all going to call it Xbox, right?
Well, it just says Xbox on the console. It doesn't say Xbox One on it. It only says Xbox.
That's the thing here. They came up with a name stupid enough and forgettable enough that all you have to concentrate on is Xbox.
That's good.
Yep, they didn't actually put Xbox One on. Yeah, I noticed that too, that they didn't even put it on the console.
Right. That's why PlayStation, that's what PlayStation does.
No, I think it says PS4 on my PS3.
I know, but
PS3.
You just call it PlayStation, don't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, I just call it, but it says PlayStation 3 on my PlayStation 3.
But when you refer to it, I just say PlayStation.
Well, you can't call this thing the One, like
you are the One,
Neo, the like Xbox Neo.
They should have called it Xbox Neo.
Now I know why there were so many rumors about that the name of it was going to be just the Xbox, because that's what it says on the new Xbox. It doesn't say Xbox One.
And they were able to keep the name a secret, which I think was pretty surprising.
Yeah, because I had heard
this in conversation and still be confused about what it was.
Right.
Uno.
Yeah. Xbox.
Uno. Remember how popular
agree to call it
Uno
Xbox,
was?
Right? Everybody agrees, okay? Yeah. Xbox.
Xbox.
Let's talk about I made a little outline here so we would remember to talk about everything here. The appearance, it's big and ugly, right?
It looks like a cable box.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks as much like a VCR as people, or maybe I just remember VCRs differently. Everyone says it looks like a VCR.
Black rectangle. Everything looks like a VCR.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, what does that mean? It looks like a VCR. I don't think that that's accurate. It looks like my cable box.
Right. It looks like the PSX, the DVR that Sony released in Japan.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a 5-disc changer. Do you ever have one of those? A 5-disc changer at home?
Yep.
Yeah, with
an old one, a really old one.
Yeah, you had to stick the magazine in it.
I had that one, the Pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of the way it looks, and I think it's very big. But the controller, I'm glad that they didn't fuck with the controller too much.
No, I think the controller looks really nice.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
How about
but
that
it
connect?
Does have an internal battery now. They took that idea from the.
Oh, really? It's not replaceable?
It is not a replaceable. It is an internal battery.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, so I know that'll piss you off.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Okay, thumbs down on that for sure.
Well, you know they make it easier to charge. Like, if I guess you, well, I mean, the thing's going to be on all the time anyway, so I guess it's. You know what else they didn't show? Unlike the PlayStation, they didn't show a headset.
Right, they haven't announced yet whether it comes with a headset or not.
Which is a big deal.
Well, the Kinect has a microphone in it.
No, you can't do that because you can't scream. I can't have that type of
go over there.
Yeah.
What?
You, hey! You there. Yeah, especially in a house with other people in it.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah. You know what, though? I got to say, I kind of... You know, if I'm playing with my friends or something, obviously you want to have a headset, but all other times, I don't really want to hear anybody else talking.
Yeah, me neither. But it's
back in the day, I definitely did. But when you hear what most people have to say now, it's not going to be like, you know, I don't want to be called a fag and stuff like that.
I don't think anyone does.
Right. I mean, come on.
Just don't use the word.
Yeah, I'm not going to have a conversation like with some like 12-year-old kid. I mean, it's mm-hmm. going to be kind of creepy. Kinect, yes, Kinect. I'm very excited that Kinect is mandatory since mine's sitting in my closet right now. And it's huge. Why is it so fucking big?
Is it huge?
Oh, my God. It's like a shoebox, dude.
No.
I don't know. It's maybe not as big as a shoebox, but it's a shipwreck. It seems very large.
I thought the new Kinect was smaller.
It's hard to, I don't know. There's probably some comparisons online by now, but it's around the same size. Like,
it looks big to me.
Yeah, well.
All right,
who knows?
I'm not, you know.
You're going to have to deal with it because it's going to be there.
And I got
to
say, like, judging from the presentation, and I don't know, like, was that part bullshit with the guy giving the voice commands and the everything acting going so quickly?
I'm going to say a little from column A and a little from column B.
Because it was
I think
very
it's
fast.
That quickly because they haven't loaded in the ads yet.
I don't. All I know is that when I change a channel on my television, it takes longer than when that guy says Xbox Home and the whole thing changes over. Or Xbox Watch ESPN. Xbox Bing fucking, I don't know, Bing yourself.
I'm surprised it ain't called the Xbox Bing.
I think that's more of a like vision of what they
see. That's bull.
Ideally, want it to be like
right. Like the same thing with the iPhone commercials with Siri. Like it's nothing like that. It's
oh god, Siri's the worst. And I don't think I've used it in maybe more than once.
Right,
Siri's the worst.
They should not be. Apple should not be allowed to air those Siri commercials. I mean,
Siri, where can I find pea soup?
It's like you cannot have a conversation with Siri like that, and it doesn't take a half an hour. Not
call
let,
me
you know.
Wombat.
You understand what I'm saying, Wombat? So if they fabricated that, like that's shady.
We'll find out.
Because
is it
I mean,
possible?
I saw that.
I say
mean,
it's possible.
I don't see how it's possible that it goes that quickly, and that's a big selling point. I mean, although they were saying,
is it though? I mean, I think they're showing a feature and they're showing it work well, but I think they're showing a feature that very few people will ever use,
but,
which is why they can get away with it. Because no one's going, I don't know which console to get. I'm going to get the one that has the faster voice commands to let me switch from ESPN to Bing. No, you know who said that? No one. No one has really? Ever said that.
But they think people want that. I mean, that was a half hour out of this presentation.
Well, it was a half hour out of this presentation, so they don't have to show it to you at E3.
This is Steve Jobs' dream, you guys. You know?
My big thing with this is that it doesn't apply to me. Like, that's my biggest complaint. Because the way they have this envisioned is in as if Microsoft was the only company that existed. Like that I don't have an Apple TV or I don't have another console or I'm not using another operating system on my PC other than Windows 8. Like, it's all very much, hey, all this stuff like works, but only if nothing else existed.
Right. The problem is, and you're pretty invested in iTunes at this point,
mm-hmm.
with movies and music. So that's going to be a problem.
I am not.
You are not. Wombat is wide open. I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
You know what? I buy
but
more.
You're not. You're gonna have. You're gonna have a PS4.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I will have. I'm saying.
So
as
you're
far
still gonna have to
Apple.
Switch inputs on your TV.
Yes.
Xbox, play PS4. But you know, it does have an HDMI input in it.
I think that's so you could attach it to your cable box.
But what if you plug your PS4 in there?
I don't know. Maybe it'll create a wormhole in my house.
Right. What if you pour champagne on it?
Then I will go back in time to 1985.
No, then it will become alive.
Wow.
And it'll help you get girls.
Just what I need.
Yep. You've never seen Electric Dreams, obviously?
I don't think so.
Shipwreck, you've never seen Electric Dreams?
I remember
Sounds like weird science.
I remember the movie poster.
It's a movie about a kid pouring, he spills champagne on his personal computer at home and it becomes alive and it sort of helps him out in his life. And it has a really good theme song, which I must have used it for a CADcast intro.
I'm sure.
Like in this show, maybe.
Whoa.
Who knows?
Blew my mind. Mind blown.
Right. What were we talking about? Oh, so the Kinect stuff. I think it's a big deal if the voice stuff works as well and as quickly. I mean, that's the dream of Apple TV. That's whole Steve Jobs' dream is the voice commands. And that's the whole point of Siri is to be that fast. And Siri is nowhere near as fast as what they showed on Xbox One. And I think I think that's a big deal. I guess nobody else does.
Wouldn't this technology be out there for PCs to be able to react this quickly?
I don't know. Maybe they saved it for this. Maybe it's a big deal. I mean, they made a big deal out of saying how fast it was. And, you know, the guy was rattling off commands and it was going really quickly. They made a point to, you know, and all those people were clapping at the presentation.
Well, those are the people that worked on it.
I know. Right. I like how that people on Twitter immediately saw that as like a scandal that people were clapping there that weren't the press. Like you expect the guy from Polygon to start clapping. I mean, I'm pretty sure those guys aren't supposed to clap at the press conference. They would think that was bad form.
Right, I have no problem with the clapping because it's the people who've been working on this. They get to go there and watch their presentation and of course they're going to be excited.
And I know people were making fun of the Skype thing a lot. Like, to me personally, it's a big deal because, you know, I live in Japan and my parents don't. And I would much rather have, given the choice, have my parents and Ty talk to each other via the giant television than the iPad or iPhone or my laptop with a 1080p camera. I think that's pretty cool. If it all works as fast and as easy as it did in the presentation, I think that's really good. What else do we got? What about the fantasy sports stuff, guys? Because I talk about that on the CADcast? Like,
I think we've all
ago.
Talked about it a couple of times that it
Many
would be
times.
Great if they had an easy to use fantasy football setup.
So that when you're watching the games, you see your guys come up whenever they score points on the side of the screen.
I think this also is, this is my theory here, is that most of that stuff only works if you subscribe to their fantasy sports.
Which I doubt I will do. Since, you know, I already am relatively invested.
You think they're
going
to charge more for that?
And you know what it is?
Yeah,
I have the Red Zone channel already also, so I don't need it. The Red Zone channel is badass, and that's free with my cable subscription.
Do you think, let me ask you, because I saw that, and I thought, I know gamers, there's plenty of gamers who don't give a shit about sports. Like, oh, nobody, you know, I don't care about sports. But you know how big fantasy sports is. Like, people fucking go, people pay money to do it. They bet money on it. It's like a pretty big deal. Do you think they could get people?
I finally got my fantasy football money this week over the weekend.
It's a big both you guys do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, every Sunday I sit there with my laptop and watch the football games and watch my fantasy on my laptop.
I use my phone.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think there are people out there that would pay extra for fantasy sports? That fantasy sports industry.
Totally. Yeah, no, guaranteed. Totally. They will.
That's why I think they're going to charge for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think? Would you do it? Would you pay extra?
No, probably not.
But, okay, if it was included with the cost of, like, Xbox Live subscription, would you use it?
I would give it a shot. I would at least check it out. Sure, yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't know. That's, like, a big deal to me. Like, I would watch, that's how I would watch hockey. Like, right now, I have the NHL package, right? NHL, whatever, the Game Center. And I could watch it on anything. I could watch it on Apple TV. I could watch it on my computer. I could watch it on iPhone, iPad, whatever, Xbox, PlayStation, everything. If Xbox is going to be the one that has the fantasy sports integration, I'm definitely going to be watching it on Xbox.
Do you play fantasy?
And I would buy. And honestly, I don't. I haven't. I have in the past. I haven't in a long time since I moved to Japan.
Yeah.
But I have, and then I think even maybe had to pay for it. I don't even know. I don't know. That's like exciting. I would pay extra for that. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know that a lot of people would, and I don't know that they're going to charge for that, to be honest. But I thought that was really cool.
I think they're charging for it.
Okay.
I think so, too.
I just think there's too much money left on the table if they don't charge
but
for it.
But isn't it true that the most fantasy sports stuff is free now, isn't it?
It depends on where you host your league at and what features you have.
But pretty much it's free, right? For the most part. Like, you can get a really good one for free, right? No.
You can. It just depends on what features you have. I know the one that I'm in, my money league, it has a fee and it has more features and it keeps track of like our previous years and everything and has all the records. It keeps a history of it.
Right. Well, anyway, like I said, if they have it with hockey, I'm watching hockey on that thing. That's all. Do you think there are people out there? Okay, now here's my other question, because I was thinking about this too. I have a bunch of, obviously, I have friends that I went to college with, right? And they all have,
I don't
like me now.
That.
I do. There's a few of them. And they're like me. They have families or whatever. But unlike me, you're not in the quote-unquote video game business. And pretty much none of them, although they were all played games in college, very, very few of them have bought an Xbox or an Xbox 360 or PlayStation 3. But all of them do fantasy sports. All of them. And I wonder that if they found out about this, that they wouldn't go and buy the system that lets them watch their fantasy sports with the little things popping up on the side and the guys get points.
The only way that they would do that is if everyone in their league also decided, hey, this year, instead of doing our ESPN league on ESPN.com, let's switch over, lose all of our history, and do this.
Do you have to do the league with them? Have they said how that works yet?
No, they haven't. That's just my theory.
Maybe you just put your play, enter in your player somewhere.
I don't know. I don't think it'll work that way. I think I'm going with Shipwreck's theory that you'd have to do
the, it would fans. It would, they could make it work that way, but it would be so much like just kind of lame. Like, they could do so much more with it if they were controlling all of it.
Maybe they could do both. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, they could.
I don't know. All I'm saying is that I thought, and I know like most people are rolling their eyes, like I thought it was kind of a big deal for the reasons I just said. Like, none of my old friends have bought the current gen systems, but they all do fantasy sports. And they didn't buy, you know, they would buy, I feel like they would buy a system that lets them have like some fucking awesome fantasy sports league that's combined with watching the game.
I think we've spent too much time talking about the fantasy.
I think we've spent more time talking about it
than they showed in the press conference.
Maybe. Is that possible?
And everyone has just turned off the show going, I can't believe.
Okay, I can't believe TB doesn't even like sports.
Exactly, and yet we're still talking about it. Like, I have this stupid chart open with all the specs.
It's like all my things that I'm asking for are happening. I asked for the fantasy sports integrated with the TV. I asked for Saints Row with superhero powers. It's everything's coming up cheapy. What can I say?
I don't know what to tell you.
What else here?
Games? Did they have any games?
So they had a couple games. They had the game from Remedy. Not Remedy. Yeah, Remedy.
Yeah, Remedy.
You were right.
Quantum Break,
which was
all
weird.
All they needed to do to have me on board with that is just show me the Remedy logo.
Right.
And then flash a screen afterwards that says, not for Kinect. And then I'm good to go.
Right. So they showed you live live action scene from the game. I guess from the game. I don't know.
They showed something.
They showed something. But like Shipwreck says, like, you know, I like those their games. So I was happy to see that they're making a game for Xbox One. But it's not like a huge surprise.
Nice guys over at Remedy.
Yeah, I met them when they came to Tokyo Game Show.
I met them when they showed off that the downloadable game. Alan Wake.
Alan Wake.
Yeah. American Nightmare.
So that was good. What were the other games they showed besides that? Forza 5.
Yep.
Which they didn't show any gameplay, so it really means nothing. It's just like...
NBA Live is a thing that they're trying to make.
Okay. That's great.
The Call of Duties. It's going to have a dog
Duties,
in it.
Yes, I saw people who were making fun of the Call of Duties.
The Call of Duty dog. I mean, they really showed...
You can have a dog until the dog gets killed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they showed what are the most important things to show to the audience, to the Shipwreck coworker audience, which is this plays Madden, this plays FIFA, this plays Call of Duty.
Right, sports. I love that YouTube video with all the TV, sports.
Yeah.
Hilarious. But, you know, I guess I wasn't expecting anything different because I've been to... I don't know, a lot of these things. And it's always kind of like that.
I think they'll have something to show us that's, you know, that'll pique our interest. But a lot of the things, I mean, and this really is a, you know, looking at the specs for the both the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, I think most of the games that I'm looking forward to, that people in general are looking forward to, are going to be available on both consoles. And they'll probably be identical on both.
Maybe.
As far as how they look and how they play.
Outrage.
Huh? Better with Kinect.
Yeah, exactly. Things like that that you won't care about. You know, but your Assassin's Creeds and your Watch Dogs and your Grand Theft Autos and even your Call of Duties, you know, they're going to be available on your Diablo 3 will probably be available on both.
The one thing that really didn't fit into this presentation was Quantum Break. What in the world was that doing in there?
I don't know. It's like they forgot that E3 was happening. I have no idea.
Maybe they're just teasing it for E3, I guess.
Yeah.
We got to show a couple games.
Like my coworkers asked me about that game. What was that all about? I'm like, don't worry about that.
That's not for you.
That was for me.
Right. Well, maybe not. Maybe it got their attention. I guess a mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they remembered it. It's kind of a bold move to put in like that live action video. Like it got your attention at least.
I'm reading through the specs right now of the PlayStation 4 versus the Xbox One, and to a guy like me, I have no idea what I'm reading.
Right, I was wondering why you're even mentioning it.
Because I'm hoping you could tell me what the difference between a single chip A86 AMD Jaguar processor with 8 cores, how that's different from the 8-core Microsoft custom CPU.
Jaguar, I don't like the sound of that Jaguar. That's what the
PlayStation 4 runs on.
Didn't end well for Atari. It's not going to end well for Sony.
Will I notice a difference between 8 gigabytes of GDDR5 RAM against 8 gigabytes DDR3 RAM?
If you do now, if you recognize the difference now, then you may be a fanboy.
I'd say, will I notice the difference in any game
that I
play?
You'll find out when the machines come out.
Okay, I'll have to take your word for it.
How could you know now? How could anybody know now what any of that shit means?
I see 8 gigabyte and I see 8 gigabyte and I'm like, well, that sounds the same to me.
Well,
I see 8 cores and I see 8 cores and that sounds the same to me. But that's me not knowing anything. I'm just looking at numbers.
I mean, correct. That stuff matters if everything else is the same. But you know, since the operating systems are going to be different, I mean, everything else is different.
The input output times and those things could vary a lot too.
Yeah,
but it might not matter depending on how the architecture of everything else works together. I mean, look at it this time around. The PS3 looked much more powerful than the 360, but nobody could really – they had a hard time harnessing that power.
And now it looks like the specs may be similar enough where we may not have that issue, which actually would be a great advantage for Sony in this generation that they didn't have last time. It would work in their favor and probably a very good thing. And I guess my other question is for you. I mean, is your PC more powerful than this right now, GP? Your gaming PC.
Of course, dude. Dude, the graphics card in my PC is going to cost more than these entire consoles by a lot.
I mean, but that's the question, though. Is,
of course. I
mean,
I have...
What kind of processor do you have?
I have 16 gigabytes of RAM in my...
Okay.
That's just, you know, that's of, yeah, of system memory. My graphics card has, I think,
how many cores?
I don't know. It's fucking, it costs a lot of money.
10 cores, 12 cores? I need to know the amount of cores because I don't know what it means, but it sounds important.
It sounds important. I don't know. I could tell you. Where's my cursor?
What happened? It doesn't, that stuff is hard to match up. It doesn't make any sense anymore.
Right.
So, right. Yeah, anybody that can tell you which system is better at this point, it
is a lot, is a fanboy.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Because it's going to be interesting to see, you know, because you won't hear it right away, but eventually it'll trickle out if one console is more difficult to develop for than the other.
Right. We'll find out. But to now to say that the PlayStation is more powerful or the Xbox is more powerful is just like kind of a silly thing to say.
But at a glance, it looks very similar.
Wombat, I have you answer to your question. I have an Intel Core i7 hexa-core processor.
That sounds like 8 to me.
3.2 gigahertz, 12 megabyte cache. It costs $539 from Amazon right now.
I so bet
I'm guessing it sounds like 8.
I'm guessing that it's better than what's in the Xbox if it costs $500.
Hex is not 8, is it? That would be an octa-core.
No. Six.
I'm like, wait, no, that's like a 5-core. Isn't that what a hexagon is? That's 5 sides?
6? 5?
6?
6.
6. 6. There you go.
Anyway, it costs more than the Xbox is going to cost.
Yeah, whatever. Far. Call me when you have an octa-core.
Anyway. All right. Time to upgrade.
There you go.
Time to upgrade to the Xbox One. I'm throwing out my PC right now.
Well, if you were to build a PC with those specs, I mean, how much do you think it would cost? More than the Xbox or the PlayStation 3?
Yes, they're subsidized by the companies.
That's
why people buy consoles, because they're getting a quote-unquote deal. You're getting a trade-off between the closed architecture of the system and price.
Not having to install new drivers or figure out what the slider settings need to be and all that. Yeah, no, I get it. All the reasons that I don't want a PC.
Exactly. Yeah.
This I am lame.
What else didn't we talk? So the games, I saw everybody made fun of the dog's Twitter account is more popular than ours now. I saw. No NHL 14 was a major bummer.
Now, is that confirmed? What does that mean?
They said EA, the guy from EA Sports came out and said, these are the 4 games that are coming to Xbox One. And it was Madden, it was FIFA, it was UFC something, and...
NBA Live,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was unhappy. My reaction to that is on twitch.tv/gbrowser.
Do you think they'll be making it for the PlayStation 4?
No, it's going to be, they're going to come out with NHL 15 on both of the systems.
I think that's
what they did last time around.
It's probably a smart move profit-wise, too.
Yeah, the problem for the market isn't there.
Yeah, there's one problem, and really you can only blame Canada. Because these good dudes got to get...
I blame them for everything.
They got to get fucking, because there's only like 30 million of them. We need more Canadians. More people living in California than there are in Canada. And until that changes, we're not going to sell a lot of hockey games. So get fucking, Canada. Come on.
Fuck Canada.
Got nothing else to do up there
Canada.
Anyway. I'm kidding.
I know. We all know. We know when you're making jokes.
You know I like Vancouver, right?
I do know you like Vancouver.
What else did we miss from the presentation?
No backwards compatibility?
Right. Yes. The PlayStation 4 also does not have backwards compatibility.
No. Neither does the Super Nintendo.
That is true.
It does suck that Xbox Live Arcade games don't.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bummer. I'm surprised they won't play. That it, you know, again, it seems like something that would be a back end thing, not a front end thing. But what do I know? But
I don't even know if you know what that means.
I think
it means something, and I'm not.
It does mean something. It means that. Okay, I guess I'll explain.
I like when Wombat explains these things to an engineer. That's what I like.
In my mind, what it means.
Yes.
This is what it means to me. That the change is something that could be made, say, like the way a patch comes in.
Explain to me how a patch comes in.
Someone somewhere else that's not my house fixes the game. And then I turn on my console, see, and it says, we have an update for you to install. And then it installs the update, and then the patch is there.
Okay, that is now a, explain that's something to me that what the front end solution would be.
Someone would have to come into my house and open up my machine and change something in the machine.
Okay.
That's not going to happen.
I know that's not going to happen. That's what I'm saying. It sounds like it's something that could be fixed on the back end, as in not in my house.
Stay away from my back end at E3, okay?
I think what I said made a lot of sense.
Shipwreck, you're the judge.
Stop using that phrase.
Yeah, you didn't say I was wrong.
It just doesn't make any sense anymore. It might have made sense like years ago, but everything is done on the back end.
Yeah, no, that's my whole point. That's the whole point that I'm trying to make. Yes, we agree there. Everything can be done on the back end. Nothing needs to be done in the machine itself to make all of these features that we're talking about or that people are complaining about to go away. Though. What?
You don't know what it would take.
I know I don't know what I would. That's
you don't
that's
know how
what
much
I'm asking.
Ending it's going to take so you don't get back ended.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about anymore. I'm lost. Yeah. Are we still talking about the Xbox?
No. So, we stopped talking about that 10 minutes ago.
Okay. So was that it for the conference? I mean,
yes, we know nothing.
It was short. It was an hour.
Yeah.
The PlayStation one was much longer. That's why they showed more games. They said they weren't going to show games. I don't know. They showed me what I thought. I got now everything out of it that I thought I was going to get out of it.
PlayStation is going to show us all the TV stuff at E3 now.
They showed the TV stuff at the beginning
of
E3.
They're going to show more Pantaray.
Pantaray. You're saying it wrong.
Pantaray. I can't wait to see more Pantaray.
Didn't they show the interface at the beginning?
I don't know. Am I going to see a new Fallout game at E3? That's all I want to see. I don't even care what console it comes out on.
Right. It's going to come out on both of them.
Exactly. Who cares? Show me Fallout 4. Let me know it's coming out on both of them, and so I don't have to care.
I don't know. I apologize to everybody if I was supposed to be more outraged at the Xbox One presentation.
I'm not outraged because, as I've said before, it's hard to get upset or be excited for something that doesn't yet exist.
It's just the whole thing.
I'm excited for both consoles. I'm just
sure
these two presentations were not for me.
Right.
It's gonna be for me when they show me all the games and I get to play with them and I can ignore all of this stuff that's not for me.
Right.
I don't even have cable TV. Like this, all this stuff.
Right. Me neither. Hopefully, I can get that other shit working with my.
I'm totally ready for all the TV features.
Xbox, YouPorn.
Totally. It doesn't work on the freaking Internet Explorer on the current 360.
You're kidding. They block it? Or it's because the
flash.
Oh. Yeah. You got to fix that shit. I'm assuming this is going to be a good web browser in this motherfucker.
And my wife is very excited for Skype.
When they showed the Internet Explorer part, when the guy mentioned it during the presentation, did he say it like... He was kind of like rolling his eyes, like, oh, yeah, and we've got Internet Explorer.
I didn't pick up on that.
It might have just been me, but it seemed like he was like, this is the best we could do. We got Internet Explorer in here, guys.
Right. And then later he said, oh, yeah, let me just open up. yeah, it's really fast. And yeah, I don't care as long as it's fast. I don't care if it's Internet Explorer or not. As long as YouPorn works on it. I'll be happy. Those all of my usual sites work on it. It's tough now that I have this standing desk in my office because I told you this. Like, I feel like if I have to lower my desk to masturbate, it seems like a real waste of electricity. I got to lower and raise my desk. Seems like it's not the most efficient way to
use your iPad.
That's my kid. My kid uses that, and my wife uses that. I can't
use your phone.
That's too small.
So is the other thing in your other hand.
I use my laptop in the bathroom. But I would love to just be able to say Xbox YouPorn.
Xbox YouPorn.
And close the curtains.
That's how you win a console war.
Well, I'm interested in finding out more, not about this, but more about the consoles.
What do you mean more? What more do you need to know?
I need to know, how is it going to work with multiple accounts in one house? Like, how's my wife, like, it's going to see both of us?
They said it's going to work. They've basically said that's going to you're good to go.
Well, I know that.
It's going to be even better than it was with Xbox.
But will they be able to play the same game?
Yes. Oh, on multiple Xboxes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Though I'm sure they're not going to.
It's too much. Too much is unknown right now. So
they're not stupid. They want you to buy three of these things. Well, they know that if you buy three of these things and put them in your house, like in your bedroom, your living. Well, I don't know where else you put them besides your bedroom and your living room. Your bathroom?
For you, the bathroom, it seems.
That would be good. You know, they want you to be buying movies and music and games through their electronic storefront. And the more of these systems you have in your house, the more likely you are to buy shit from their storefront. And that's how they make money. So I don't think they're going to want to discourage you from having more than one of these things in your house. I mean, that seems like a really dumb thing to do. So, outrage, taper down.
I feel better already.
Let's move on to new releases.
Okay.
Oh my God, we're doing that this week? Maybe we're really going to do some more? We're talking about other things?
Come on. You can leave
if you don't want to be here.
No, that's fine. What do we got? It's not my fault I had to wait for spaghetti. Go ahead.
If there's anything Wombat hates waiting for is other people's food. Like food totally. That he's not even going to get. I mean, that's just...
That's the worst. That's the worst. Come on.
Resident Evil Revelations.
You've been playing that on what?
On what have I been playing? 360.
Now, I'm confused. This is is this the 3DS game?
This is the 3DS game up... I don't know. Up-resed?
Okay.
HD'd?
Something. Okay, HD'd. Okay.
They did something to it, and then they brought it over to the consoles, and it's not quite a full price game. It's like a $50 game.
Hmm. It's on PC, too, I saw.
Yeah, and Wii U, PS3.
How is it?
I don't really like it.
No, huh?
It's very much... Like, people who like the... I don't know... kind of the old style Resident Evil games, but with Resident Evil 4 controls or some like similar to Resident Evil 4 controls.
Right.
Is kind of what's going on here.
I can see a major problem with the game. I'm on tech-gaming.com, which seems to have gotten a complete redesign since I've last. Am I crazy or is it?
No, they redesigned it pretty recently.
Okay. So there's a screenshot. Nice job, guys. There's a screenshot here, and I can see like they're like these mutant-looking characters. And I know that you've been playing Metro Last Light.
That's a big issue here because
and I can see that this is not going to probably not as good as Last Light.
Well, the problem too is it's set up in very short levels. Like you, at least the areas
for a portable game.
Big. Yeah, it's made for a portable game. So, like, at most, it usually takes a half hour to get through a level. And a lot of them reuse the same environments over and over again. Because you're on... Most of it takes place on a ship, so you're going back through the same rooms over... Like a Resident Evil game. You find a gear, and you have to figure out if this gear goes in that puzzle that you saw earlier that was missing a gear. And you have to walk all the way back to where that was. It's just not very interesting. Like the story, I've come to grips that it's supposed to be terrible, like the dialogue and everything, but that doesn't make it not terrible.
So it's like, not it's a revelation.
Right.
It doesn't make it any less terrible because it's kind of supposed to be terrible.
Right. It's like, it's not
It's harder
good.
To pull that off than you might think.
Right. Like certain games can do that. They can pull, like a House of the Dead, it can pull off the terrible writing. But this is just, I'd recommend staying away from it unless you are just needing to play everything Resident Evil.
Right.
I can see where it got really good reviews on portable devices. Cause that makes sense. Like it's really good for what a 3DS Resident Evil game would be. But at this point, there's so many games that are better than this out for 360 or PS3.
Gotcha.
Play Metro.
Right.
I've also been playing, I got Fast and Furious Showdown.
How's that? Excellent or outstanding?
Well, I'm playing the Wii U version.
Interesting.
Sure. What the Wii U version gives you is the screen on the, I don't know, gamepad, whatever they call that thing. It's been so long since I've held one in my hands.
Gamepad.
Yeah. It shows you the rear view camera at all times.
So, so what are you doing?
Probably not annoying in any way.
How do you do that exactly?
What do you mean?
Look down, so you have to look
down. Yeah, you could look down and look at your rear view.
Does that work pretty well? Or, I don't know.
It works all right. The interesting thing is, like, the game has, like, it's over the top because it's Fast and Furious. And so it's got a very, like, Burnout style feel to it, but it's also got, like, just, like, stupid stuff, like, where you'll be, like, tethered to another car that's behind you and you're like towing him, but it's like on a cable that like takes up, I don't know, like 30 or 40 feet. So it's just like swinging around behind you.
Right. Like the last movie had that where they pull the safes behind them.
Yeah. That's in this game that you have the safes and you're like two cars tethered together, pulling a safe.
Is it any fun?
It has its moments. It's first of all, it's not any good.
Okay.
It has its moments of being fun.
Right. My question was, is it any good?
No.
Okay.
The answer there is no. It's a co-op racing game, though. So
how do you play co-op racing on the Wii U? Does someone have to use the Wiimote?
Or the any of the various controllers that are out there. You can use the Gamepad Pro or whatever. I haven't played co-op yet because
your wife is smarter than that?
Right. Everybody else in my household or in my immediate area is smart enough not to play this game with me.
Right.
But even though it's a co-op racing game, like if you don't have somebody else racing with you, it always has a computer AI character in there. So you can get like dead last in a race, but if your computer AI character happens to win, then you move on to the next level.
Nice.
Sweet.
Count me in. Yeah.
Well, but the problem is you fail levels a lot because the game's only like 3 hours long. So you're racing through like, I think, five environments they reuse over and over again. And so you lose a lot just because they needed to lengthen the game, I think.
Hmm.
But if this game had a budget and like a time to be made, it might have been kind of fun, but it's fun now in a way that it's like so bad that it's fun.
Right. What else we got here? Anything else worth mentioning?
That Call of Juarez Gunslinger game came out, but I haven't had a chance to try it yet.
I will. Yeah, I just looked on Metacritic. I'm going to get it for PC. It comes out, I think, today on PC. It's a 76 on Metacritic. That's good enough for me.
Tell me how it is.
That's all I need to know. It's got the green. Metacritic green, I'm fine. IGN Italia gave it an 85. So.
Well, they never...
Que bueno! Is that Italian? I don't even know.
I think that was Spanish-ish.
It's great. It's the best we could have hoped for.
Yep.
All right. We forgot to do an ad for GoDaddy. Should we do a quick ad for GoDaddy? Is this coupon code still good? Yes. So we have a coupon code that will get you a $2.49 domain registration, .com domain registration. Use coupon code CAG249. Get it? Because it's $2.49. That's for the first year of registration, and then additional years are $9.99. And this offer expires at the end of this month. So go to GoDaddy.com and get your $2.49 domain registration with CAG249. Bloop. Should we talk about Metro now?
Yeah, I think we should talk about Metro and then some CAG bag, and that's probably
a show. I like when Wombat, you can tell when Wombat wants to go to bed because he really takes control of the show.
I get up at 5:30 in the morning and
I'm not
it's
complaining.
Hard.
I'm just talking
it's
to the audience.
Hard. We've already been doing an hour and 20 minutes a show, you know.
Okay. Let's talk
week.
About.
Yes, I'm not.
Let's talk about Metro. Last Light. Shipwreck, mm-hmm. You finished it, right?
I did.
How far are you, Wombat?
I'm trying to say how I could say this without spoiling anything. Past the catacombs?
Okay. Is that past the marsh?
Yes. Yes.
I'm probably somewhere where you are, Wombat.
Okay.
I mean, I really like the game a lot. I think it's, I don't know. It's so it's so different from other first-person shooters in just terms of the atmosphere and the personality of the game that it, I don't know, it's very engrossing for me.
There are certain things about this game that I absolutely love and I think are phenomenal. I think the gun design, I think, is really cool. All the different guns that there are.
And the customization.
Yeah. I like that a lot. I think, you know, rooms full of dudes and getting from one end of the room to the other and the different ways you can do that, I think, is a lot of fun.
Okay.
Which
method do you usually use?
I usually try to sneak through the room.
Right.
And usually when I get close to the end, I get caught. And then there's usually a big pile of bodies in the middle of the room.
Do you have any second thoughts about killing any of the dudes?
No. Am I supposed to?
Sometimes you're supposed to, I feel.
I have no second thoughts. Maybe I'm just a sociopath.
I think this game...
Go on.
Kind of... Oh, yeah, it's fun, definitely. But I think it works... Like it makes me think more about what I'm doing than most first-person shooters do. Even more so than like a BioShock Infinite, where you see somebody and you just immediately know, hey, I'm going to shoot them.
Right. Right.
Where you have options in Metro, and
I mean, it kind of
builds into the story whether or not, like, kind of how you want to approach some stuff.
Sure. And I've gone through rooms without killing anybody, and I've gone through rooms where I've killed everybody and not gotten caught. But, you know.
The problem is you're really incentivized to kill everybody because then you get their ammo.
You get their ammo and you can see what kind of gun they're carrying. And some people, like, you know, I have a pistol with a 2X scope and a silencer on it, and that thing is amazing. And I wouldn't want to have to, you know, buy it in the shop because it would probably
get stuff off of them by knocking them out, too.
Yeah. Right. But it's hard. Eventually, there's some guys you're not going to be able to knock out, right? Yeah. Like, there's two guys talking to each other. Probably can't get them both, right?
Or my cool shotgun that has a six shot clip. It's pretty cool.
Laser sight,
yep.
Yep, laser sight's pretty money.
Yeah.
What I always do is I usually sneak for a little bit. But eventually, like, I feel like it's just going to be more fun if I kill everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely a lot easier if you kill everybody.
It's easier. It's fun, too. What I don't like, and Shipwreck already knows this, is I find the monster fighting a little repetitive and sometimes a little boring and a little tacked on.
You don't like the monsters. It's a good mix-up, like though. They have people. I like the combination.
You know what? I don't know if you are as far as me, because I found, like, when I was at my third time waiting for something, literally just waiting for something, and I had to fight the waves of monsters.
Are you waiting for the boat to come across?
Yeah. Well, that happens, like, three times, where you're waiting. At least for me so far, it's happened three times where you're waiting for that thing,
fun, though. I don't
waiting
know.
For your boat, waiting for your elevator, waiting for your contact to show up. So you're stuck standing there and you have to, just kill a couple of waves of monsters. And I find that boring. I don't find that interesting at all. I think it's the opposite of interesting.
I think it's a good mixture. And I think it still works as like a tension element.
I see. But it doesn't work as a tension element. To me, it feels like padding.
When I play this game, I'm playing this on the PC, but I'm playing it at my desk. I'm not playing in the living room, which is
standing up.
Standing up with headphones on, and I try to play when it's dark outside. I don't have curtains in my office, so when I play during the day, it's pretty bright. And this game, you know, the atmosphere sometimes could be ruined a little bit if you're playing, I think, in the daytime. But I don't know. It's pretty much sucked me in for the most part. And that stuff doesn't bother me. Those monster areas, I thought it was fun. And even though I did die a lot,
yes,
it's not like I had to, you know, wait through some long loading screen or anything. Like,
even just, on the Xbox, the load times are negligible.
I think the monsters add a nice mix too, because I feel like they can actually kill me. Like humans, they're easy to take out.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of have to really try to get killed by the humans.
Maybe the monster scenes are just too long. Like, maybe they're, you know, there's maybe twice as many monsters as there needs to be.
Didn't bother me. Didn't bother
me. No, it bothers me.
You didn't like the marsh, really?
No.
It was cool.
I didn't like that at all.
The marsh was awesome.
Yeah.
See, I guess it's to each their own. I found it like, okay, I know where I need to go. I just want to get there already. I don't want to shoot any more whatever those shrimp.
You hardly had to shoot anything in there. You just had to watch where you were going.
Yeah. And, you know, and but until you had to wait for when you get to the end.
Yes, that's a boss battle.
Yeah. I was like, eh.
I don't know. I thought that was pretty impressive, that whole setup.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. Piece. It didn't do it for me. I don't know. It's just me. I like the other parts though a lot. Right, Chip?
Oh yeah, I'm playing on PC.
The headphones. I think the headphones on.
Yeah, the sound in the game is just fantastic. Like this game, I hope it sells really well because to me it does a lot of things better than BioShock Infinite does, as far as atmosphere and making it seem like other characters in the game actually have lives and they like are actually
you don't have to
alive
compare
in
every
the game,
game
rather than you just being in a city BioShock where everybody Infinite. Feels like a doll and you're the only thing that matters.
They did a great job in the game of like when you go to the towns, there's just so, I mean, some of them are just a couple people like sitting by a railroad track, but some of them really feel like people are living there. And just in terms of the amount of people you see going about their business.
Did you get the lap dance?
I got the lap dance. That some excellent.
How many times did you get the lap dance?
Just once.
Yeah, okay. Just
I
once.
Paid for it once.
I did it three times just to see if there was anything different.
Is there anything
different?
I didn't
have different? That much money. Was there anything different?
Yeah, at least the second time there was.
What happens?
Oh, what happens? Hand Happy job? Ending?
No, not that different.
Wow. Well, who cares?
Great nipple textures in that game. Maybe the best I've seen.
There you go.
I'm not joking. I've screenshotted them in Steam.
For later.
For no, just for my library, my collection. Well, I forgot what I was saying.
Before we I don't know.
Talking about the tits. Mm. I don't know. I like it a lot. And I've been
I enjoy
playing
it.
Mouse.
I'll finish it.
I'm playing mouse and keyboard, by the way, and I like it much better with mouse and keyboard. I'm converted.
The biggest improvement from the first game, like gameplay wise, is the shooting actually works this time.
Yes, it's smooth and it feels like a AAA FPS at this point, which is great. Definitely recommend the game. Wombat, not so much. Maybe
I like it. I didn't say I didn't like it. I just don't.
Maybe not as much as me and Chip.
Not as much as you and Chip. Yeah,
it's my second favorite game this year so far, right behind Tomb Raider.
I like Tomb Raider a lot more, which I did finish since the last show. I finished Tomb Raider.
And you, okay, and you really liked it?
I did. I love that game.
Loved it.
Loved it.
Shipwreck was right.
Shipwreck was right.
How right he was.
You are so right that I will allow you to compare at least three more games to BioShock Infinite this year.
Now tell me how right I am about Xbox One.
I don't know. You know, the vice president and the president can't both be using Xbox Ones at the same time.
Should, what else we have? This other stuff is.
How's that stuff work with twins?
Connect?
Yeah.
Right, you're fucked. It won't work at all. Twins cannot use Xbox One. I'm just throwing that rumor out there.
I'm
going
to throw out there that twins shouldn't be allowed to use video game consoles to begin with anyway.
People in the military with no internet connection and twins cannot use Xbox One. See you later.
Adios, Sklar Brothers.
Anything? What do we need to talk about here, Wombat, that's left on the outline?
I don't think there's much of anything left
on
the outline.
You know what we didn't talk about, which we can talk about very quickly? The Nintendo pulling all the YouTube ad money off of people doing the gameplay videos and with commentary. You know about that, Wombat?
So they want the money that people are getting from these videos?
Right. So if you make a video now... You can still make a video showing yourself playing Balloon Fight, but now Nintendo will run ads on it for YouTube. So even if you're already a YouTube partner and you're running ads on it, you can't. Now those are Nintendo's ads and their money.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty.
But you can still do it. They won't pull your content off. They just take the money.
Yeah, again, shitty.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
There's no
embarrassing, really, is the word.
Yeah, we are hurting for cash. Please give us your $300.
They're not. The thing is, they're not. They have so much cash. They're hurt. I don't know what they're. You know, they're obviously
It's a legal gray area, I think.
But you don't need to do anything, you know. You just
lawyers need to do something.
Lawyers do. YouTube probably approached them and said, "But because they YouTube wants to sign up people who own the content, right? That's the important thing. YouTube doesn't want to be sued by Nintendo 2 years from now because Nintendo doesn't like all these. Because some guy went up on YouTube.
Oh, and could you imagine
videos.
Nintendo suing Google? That would go well."
Well, I also think, though, that Nintendo doesn't want to, like, be in a court of law trying to defend their IP, and then somebody points to YouTube and says, well, you didn't defend it over here.
Right. Right. Maybe. Maybe they have to do it. I don't know. Good point, Chip. See, this is why people need to hire Batchip consultants. A lot of good points being made today. Let's do some CAGBAG. What do we got here? Nate Griffith writes in, are you more impressed with the PS4's games or the Xbox One's media capabilities? I feel like we don't know nearly enough.
What are the PS4 games? Because we watched a little clip this morning.
The Jonathan Blow game.
Yeah, we have Infamous, right?
Kill Zones.
That's it, Kill right? Zones. Those two games, Infamous and Killzone.
There must be other games.
Diablo, which will probably be on both consoles.
Okay.
You know, that's
Knack. I want to say Knack is a game.
What is Mac?
Knack. Knack.
Was that a game or was that just a tech demo? Because they showed Pantaray also, which was a tech demo. And there was also that Square, you know, full motion video thing that was also just a tech demo.
Dragons Deep Down,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, but that wasn't a game though, right?
It's Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah.
Right. You think that's only going to be on PlayStation? Is that supposed to be an exclusive?
I doubt it.
The other ones haven't been, so I don't know.
I feel like, I mean, to answer your question, Nate, I mean, how could anybody make that decision at this point? We don't know anything.
You're basically making that decision on, hey, are you really into Infamous? Or, hey, do you like Crackdown?
Like, right, exactly. Right. Or, you know, God of War, Uncharted.
Right, like you can name one PlayStation franchise and one comparable Xbox franchise.
Right. Right.
And that's the one you think is going to be more impressive.
Right. I don't know. Maybe that's enough questions for them. Po Figster wants us to do a top analyst for launch prices of next-gen systems and games.
No, and will games be included?
And will games be included? Oh, I don't know. It can't be more than $500, right?
I'm going with $399.99.
For both?
Yeah. I say both the PS4 same. And the Xbox One are going to be $399.99.
I don't know, man. Like a Skype, Logitech sells a Skype camera. It's like that hooks up to your TV and it costs like $200 just for the camera.
$399.99.
Logitech Skype. Where's the one that hooks
at
up to
most
the TV?
For $449.99, but
that's where I think they come in at. Is I think one of them's going to be $449.99 and the other one's going to be $499.99.
Really? I don't know. Like I said, Logitech, and it has to include Kinect. Remember, the Xbox One has to include Kinect.
I say they take a loss in the Kinect.
I'm just telling you, this Logitech HD Skype camera costs $200.
Well, that's something. That's something.
I don't know what that. I'm just throwing that out there.
You know what the Xbox One needs to come with? Packed in.
I don't even think that's 1080p, that camera. I think it's 720p. Yes. What else? What does it need to come with?
Uno.
Yes. Uno?
Uno.
It did wonders for Xbox 360.
Sure did.
Just pack a new version of Uno in there. Everybody Kinect. That buys a Xbox One will play Uno. You'll get your Kinect features in there because all the camera stuff and the chat
penises
stuff.
Penises galore.
You could do like hand motions to like put your cards out there and everything.
Shit, I'm telling you, somebody hire these guys.
Put Uno out there.
Look, I know Microsoft has got to be hiring people for
no,
the
they're
Xbox
not. They're, they're letting they let people like us go. Is what they do.
I don't think so. Not with this big ramp up for the Xbox One. I think you guys got to get your hat in the arena. How can we make this happen? Where's Aaron Greenberg?
You should send him an email.
Here's what I will do, Wombat. I'm going to send this show to Aaron Greenberg and tell him to listen to it. Your company's future depends on it.
I think it's very important.
And I'm going to use your email address. I'm going to send
please
it
do.
Your email address.
Please do.
Right. I'm going to say, hey, come on. We're both Jews. Hook it up.
That works all the time.
Tribe for life.
Can I go to
are we
bed
done
now?
With the show? Yeah, it's hot in here. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it, of course. Appreciate your support. Keg 3.0 is coming, Wombat.
Okay, sure it is.
It's coming,
so,
dude.
So is the Xbox One.
Yes, it's coming. Everything's coming. Super Programmer John says this week. Week's not over yet. Come on.
Is that an American week or a British week?
I don't know. It's a little fuzzy right now. It's always online, but it's not always connected to the internet. Or it's always connected to the internet, but it's not always online. Something like that. Follow us on Twitter. CheapyD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck. Let's see. Facebook.com/CheapAssGamer. If you want to watch me talk about the Xbox One reveal live as I watch it with Wario64, go to twitch.tv/CheapAssGamer, and you could watch it there. And Wombat has his own podcast called Uninformed Opinions. What do you talk about this week?
We talked about cryptozoology and ghosts.
What's cryptozoology?
Like Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster.
And ghosts, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think you would like that episode, actually, GP.
You don't believe in ghosts, do you?
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
I have to listen to find out.
Yes. It's a teaser.
Shipwreck, any podcasts you're going to be on this week besides this one?
Nothing this week. I'll be appearing live at Target next Monday.
Okay, with your
signing
camera.
Signing autographs.
Yeah, signing autographs at the end cap,
clearance
end cap of the electronics department.
If you want to get your $4.99 game from Target and have Shipwreck sign it, go to Target in Cincinnati. All right, I guess we're done. I can see on my Twitter that the 8-4 guys, I think they want me to come on their show, but I don't think I could do it tonight. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week with even less outrage.
Brett's done.